everyone. Welcome back and thank you for tuning into the ICCS Cares podcast for our Back to School series. Earlier this week, we discussed different ways that we can stay healthy. This included eating the proper foods, being active, and getting plenty of sleep. On today's episode, we will be talking about empathy and how we can be empathetic towards others. I will be giving you an empathy exercise and a few tips as well. Do you know what empathy is? Empathy is the ability to understand and share the feelings and experiences of another person. In other words, empathy is imagining yourself in someone else's shoes. You may wonder why it's important that we are empathetic towards others. Empathy helps us create a deeper connection with the people in our lives. Empathy teaches us to appreciate others for who they are and not who we would like them to be. Empathy also helps us understand that even though we may have similar experiences as someone else, we may have different thoughts and feelings. Without empathy, we might assume that another person's needs, experiences, and feelings are the same as ours, and that takes away from our unique experiences as people. Empathy comes more easily to some, but it's possible to learn it even if you're not the most naturally empathetic person. To learn empathy, try this exercise. Think about a friend or family member. What has their mood been like lately? What's going on in this person's life that might be making them happy or sad, anxious or angry? What could you do or say to improve this person's situation? For example, let's say one of your friends has been acting anxious and angry lately. They've barely spoken to you, and when they do talk, it's to complain about their upcoming math test. The non-empathetic response would be to snap at them, remind them that you have two tests coming up, and angrily respond when they don't ask about your day. That might feel good to do in the moment, and it might be true, but is that response helpful? Would it make your relationship better? Would it improve your friend's situation? No, it would not. Instead, it would make everything much, much worse. Here's an example of the empathy exercise at work. Think about your friend. Think about how your friend has been very stressed out the last couple of days. Think about what's been going on in your friend's life that might be leading them to feel stressed. Are they struggling in math class? Do they get nervous about taking tests? Can this test hurt their grade? You may not know exactly what it is, but if your friend is always anxious or stressed about their math class, it's pretty safe to assume why their upcoming test has them worried. Next, think about how you may have contributed to how your friend is feeling. You may not be the cause of the situation, but are you making them feel better or worse? Imagine yourself in the same situation. If you were nervous about an upcoming test, how would you feel if your friend snapped at you for complaining about your class? Finally, consider things you could do or say to improve your friend's situation. People show and accept support in different ways. While you may appreciate kind words as a sign of support, your friend may appreciate actions more. Could you offer to help them study for their test? Share your math notes with them? Think about what you know would lift your friend's mood, not what you would like in the same situation. Empathy is developed by listening to another person's thoughts and feelings. Not only is it respectful, but it also helps people feel closer to one another. To know if you're practicing empathy when talking to someone, keep these rules in mind. Pay attention. Sometimes, how a person says something is just as important as what they're actually saying. Often, we can tell a lot by watching other people's body language and nonverbal cues. Watch for facial expressions, hand motions, gestures, and tone of voice. Be a good listener. Focus your attention on the person while they are talking. Let them know you're listening by looking them in the eyes while they speak and nodding when you understand what they are saying. Try not to interrupt while someone is talking and give them the chance to fully express themselves. Leave judgment at the door. While listening is key to developing empathy, it is also important not to judge what the person is telling you. It's equally important not to offer tips on how you think someone should handle their problem. When you want to fix someone else's problem, then there's a good chance you're not being empathetic. If you're thinking about fixing the problem, you're not in tune to what they're going through. Also, make sure that you are showing respect by hearing them out without using sarcasm or challenging what they say. Validate their feelings. Sometimes we may not agree with what someone is saying, but it's important that we acknowledge that everyone has a right to their own feelings. We can't always put ourselves in someone else's shoes, and when we can't, it is important to remind ourselves that everyone does not respond to challenges in the same way. When you act with empathy towards others, it is likely that they will respond in the same way to you. And that's all for today's episode of the ICCS Cares Back to School series. We have included a video for you to help you better understand empathy if you are interested. Tune in next week when we will have a conversation about respect. Until next time.